NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Libya's capital is said to be quiet but tense today as security forces and mercenaries patrol the streets. The Libyan government is trying to keep all reporters out, but NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has managed to get into eastern Libya, the region where anti-government protests have been the strongest. She says many people there are trying to get across the border into Egypt.
We've seen people stuffing things into burlap sacks, clearly thinking that they're moving out for good. And then Libyans honking their horns, giving the V sign for victory, celebrating the fact that they feel that this part of Libya, at least, has been liberated from Muammar Gaddafi.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in eastern Libya. The embattled Libyan strongman Gaddafi has made a brief appearance on state television to deny rumors he's left the country. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on Gaddafi to halt the violent crackdown against protesters.
I urge him that the human rights and freedom of assembly and freedom of speech must be fully protected.
The UN Security Council meets today to discuss the situation in Libya. Rescue crews in New Zealand are searching for scores of people believed to be trapped in the rubble of buildings leveled by a powerful earthquake that struck the country's second-largest city, Christchurch. Stuart Cohen reports at least 65 people are dead.
Many buildings that survived a stronger earthquake back in September collapsed as this quake struck closer and much more shallow than the last. Christchurch Mayor Bob Parker says the situation will be clearer in the morning, but people should prepare for bad news.
We've got people across the city who are trapped in buildings, and I think we need to prepare ourselves in the city for a death toll that will be significant.
Authorities are urging people to stay home for the next few days to keep roads clear. Hundreds of soldiers are helping with the rescue efforts, with more on the way. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The political showdown in Wisconsin over Governor Scott Walker's proposal to eliminate collective bargaining rights for most public employees is expected to heat up today. Sean Johnson of Wisconsin Public Radio reports Democrats in the state Senate remain out of the state, leaving Republicans in that chamber one vote shy of the quorum they need to take up the plan.
14 Democratic state senators who left Wisconsin to put the brakes on Walker's plan say they're willing to come back and vote if the governor agrees to a union-backed compromise. That proposal would give the governor what he wants in health care and pension benefits concessions, as long as unions maintain their right to collectively bargain. But Governor Walker says it's critically important to limit bargaining to go after other costs. He also had a message for the missing senators.
For those 14 Senate Democrats, you've had your time. Now it's time to come home.
For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama and members of his cabinet will be attending a forum for owners of small businesses this morning at Cleveland State University. The White House says the goal of the gathering is to brainstorm ways to boost economic growth by fostering entrepreneurship, expanding exports, and advancing clean energy technologies. U.S. officials are admitting that the American embassy employee being held on murder charges in Pakistan was working as part of a CIA team there. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that disclosure could frustrate U.S. efforts to get the man freed.
According to a U.S. official, Raymond Davis worked as a protective officer, providing security to U.S. personnel, but was not involved in covert operations or spying. However, the disclosure of Davis's connection to the CIA is fraying its relations with Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI. A senior ISI official said Pakistan wasn't initially aware that Davis was working for the CIA and warned that the case may have seriously damaged ties beyond repair. The official said the conduct of the CIA in this incident has weakened the partnership and virtually thrown it into question. The disclosure also increases the risks for Davis's security. The United States repeated its assertion yesterday that Davis has diplomatic immunity and should be immediately freed. Julie McCarthy, NPR News. Islamabad.
New figures from the Census Bureau show that about one in four counties in the U.S. is experiencing more deaths than births. That's a near record level caused in part by the nation's economic problems and the aging of the population. The areas involved stretch from the Rust Belt to the vineyards outside San Francisco to rural areas of East Texas and the Great Plains. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.